todolisthome.com. Welcome. I'm your humble host, Tony Teolis, and I'm keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is January 7th, 2012. This is episode 28 of the To Do List Home podcast. Honeybees are alive and well. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is The Blue Danube by Johannes Strauss, recorded on Johannes Strauss, The Waltz King, from 2006. Have a listen at Amazon.com, and the link can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance. Retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. I want to put a note out about subscribing to this podcast and the website in a number of ways. You should connect with us by listening to us on iTunes in podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on our YouTube channel, Tokyo73, T-O-K-Y-O-7-3, and be our friend on Facebook, To-Do List Home. Links to all these sites can be found at the todolisthome.com website. We hope you'll share your to-do list ideas with us. You'll also find useful files that you can download on the menu bar of the todolisthome.com website. Feel free to view and use the files for your to-do lists. On my to-do list today is inspecting the honeybee hive, and I want to start with saying that the honeybees are alive and well. It's January 7th, but today's unusually warm. It's about 63 degrees outside this afternoon in Northern Virginia, and I had a feeling I needed to check on the honeybees, see how they're doing, and just to check to see if the food supply was still good for them and they'll make it through the rest of the winter. Why I wanted to do this was because the weather was just perfect today to do so. When I first went to take a look at the hive, there were a few bees flying in and out, possibly doing some cleansing flights. That's when they go and clean themselves off a little bit. And what I needed to do was, one, convince myself it was a good time to do this, and then I wanted to prepare a little bit of food just in case their honey supplies that they have made are diminishing. The resources I used and what motivated me a little bit to do this today were the book Beekeeping for Dummies, and a link to that is found in today's show notes. And a recipe for fondant candy, which I had customized for my own use here at the home. The items required for the job included the bee suit, as well as the veil, gloves, a hive tool, a spray bottle of water with just a little bit of honeybee healthy mixed into it, my camera, and the fondant candy that I made. My recipe for the fondant candy is pretty simple. I use a microwave to do it because I really don't have to make that much. And I'd already made a couple of deliveries of fondant candy back in October and I think a little bit at the beginning of November. I thought that that would be enough at that time, but I just wanted to make a little more. It doesn't cost much of anything, whether time or money, to do this. To make the fondant candy, I use 1.5 cups of granulated pure sugar, 1/2 cup light corn syrup, 1/8 teaspoon of cream of tartar. Mix it well in a safe ceramic bowl and microwave for 30 seconds to 1 minute at a time. Stir with a wooden spoon after each time to cook. And do this for no more than 2 minutes or until it is almost liquid but still clear and not caramelized. You have to be very careful and make sure you use mittens or pot holders or whatever because the fondant mixture is very hot and bubbly at this time. You pour the hot mixture onto a 1 square foot of wax paper that's placed on a cutting board. Allow it to cool. Cut into pieces if necessary. And then place this directly on the top bars of the upper deep or medium, whichever type of hive you are using. The total inspection itself only took me about 5 minutes, but to get into the hive, open it up, it takes a little bit of extra preparation, and so I spray just the front of the hive at the entrance with a little bit of the water and honeybee healthy mix. There were a few bees hanging out there, and I thought if I sprayed them, that would occupy them. I also pull away the board that I have underneath at the bottom of the beehive that's designed to catch any mites and any other small creatures that may be crawling around in the hive. It's winter time, so I really don't have that problem right now. And I never really had a problem at all, but I do keep my screen bottom board covered with the plastic grid sheet that came with the hive. That helps to prevent any undue cooling of the hive during extreme winter. So it's a screen bottom board, and underneath the screen is a light plastic board that has grids on it for helping to identify if you do have a mite problem. As I slide that back a little bit, and I always try to stick my camera up under there and through the screen, I hope to try to take pictures of what the bees actually look like in a hive, but they never seem to come out very well. What I did to occupy the bees a little bit was spray the bottom screen there with a little bit of the water and honeybee healthy mixture, and then I closed the plastic tray back in place. Following that, I needed to remove the 2 large stones that I have on the hive cover, and then I have the hive all completely wrapped up with a tie-down strap, which probably isn't necessary, but makes me feel a little bit better about having it in there in case, for whatever reason, a bear would happen to crawl through the woods and jump into my backyard, break down the gazebo, and try to get at the honey. I try to make it as difficult as possible for that to happen. So I had to remove the rocks and then very carefully undo the tie-down strap. Peeked into the top cover. There wasn't much action on top of the inner hive cover. There were some bees hanging around the oval top entrance there. So I removed the cover, sprayed a little bit more of the honeybee healthy mix to that oval, and then very carefully and quietly and as slowly as possible, I peeked under the inner cover to see what it looked like. That's where they have most of the honey stored, is the top part of the hive. I have 2 deeps and 1 honey super that I had to leave on there that was full of honey, and I wanted them to have the honey. That honey super is still full of honey. It's very heavy, which leads me to believe that the cluster of the bees is hanging in and amongst the honey super and the upper deep. And if I move this around too much, I might break up the cluster and interfere with whatever the queen may be doing, and I don't wish to do that. I was very happy to see that the bees were alive, well. They're very calm. They didn't mind me taking a look inside there. I took several pictures, put a couple onto the website today, but more pictures of the beehive, what it's looked like since I've gotten it, can be found in the show notes at todolisthome.com. With the fondant that I had made, I cut it into 4 pieces prior to going out to the hive, and I placed 2 of them on top of the honey super bars, and then I was able to very carefully and quietly and slowly again pry just a little bit open the space between the honey super and the upper deep. This was a very active place. I was only able to open it about 1 inch or so, and through that opening, I placed 2 more of the fondant squares that I had cut. And that was the extent of it. I looked around, took a couple more pictures, and at this time when I was ready to close up, the bees became very excited. I could tell that I was going to get a lot more attention if I didn't close up quietly and quickly. I was able to do that. I replaced the inner hive cover. I placed the hive cover on top of that, made sure that the space was still open for the bees to go in and out of the top of the hive, as well as allow for good ventilation throughout the rest of the winter and reduce any chances of condensation. What I learned, the biggest thing, as I mentioned at the beginning, is that the hive is alive and well. The bees are healthy and active. I didn't notice anything in relation to any pests that may be bothering them. And what I liked about this is what I like about every time when I go out to the beehive. It is such a serene community. It is a very organized community. And I have to be very careful, quiet, and slow in my movements when I'm near the beehive, especially when I'm opening it, especially in the winter when just about all of the 50,000 or so bees are at home. It's a very calming experience, and it makes me definitely feel a lot more connected to my home, my yard, my environment here, and I do feel very good about the hive, and I think that it's doing well. It didn't need the fondant that I had put on it today. There is still some fondant that I'd put on at a prior inspection. There are also a couple of the grease patties still in good tack, still in being eaten by the bees, and there wasn't a lot of... What I didn't like about this inspection was that it's too short for me. I couldn't pull up any frames and look and see if I could find the queen and if there's any a small number of bees still being raised right now. So I just have to assume that based on the weight of the hive and the activity that I saw, that everything is going well. This is a type of work that anyone who is interested in learning more about production and life ought to read a little bit. You can begin with Beekeeping for Dummies, Backyard Beekeeper. Anybody who's interested in gardening and wanting to take production to the next level, I highly advise looking into bees if you're not averse to taking on the challenge of being a manager. The management part comes in handy because I started out with 10,000 bees in April, and I've raised that to quite a high number right now. What I'm hoping is that they'll survive the winter, and that I will be able to split this one hive into two. I had recently ordered a new queen from the Walter T. Kelly Company, and I have a new queen coming in April. So what I'll do is, if everything is going well, move some of the frames from the current hive into a new hive along with bees and the new queen. That way I could start with a second hive in time for the spring gardening season. And when I talk about production, I start with 10,000 bees, I get up to 50,000 bees, and if all goes well, I'll be up to 100,000 bees by the end of this coming summer. That's very important, a 10-time return on investment. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful.